This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and here's my Yelp of Kelp. Gross.
Okay. Our very own Dr. Seuss, everybody.
I hate it. I hate Yelp
of Kelp.
It can fuck itself.
Even eating Welp? It?
Well, yes, I don't like eating it. Okay. I don't like feeling it on my legs.
Okay. You
like
need help. Anything. You need help with kelp.
Hey, there it is. I'm Brandi Posey, and I've been tagged several times in this tweet, so I just feel like I should read it as if it's my own. Everybody at this Home Depot is getting hurricane supplies, except for this one woman who is buying the 12-foot skeleton. And I see her. I love her. Sister, enjoy.
Who says that's not a hurricane supply also?
Thank I you. Know. Thank exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm Tess Barker, and do you pronounce it croissant, or do you have friends?
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hell yeah. Wow. Oh my gosh.
We got a doozy for you today. It's a great,
so
great,
exciting.
Fun ep.
Super freaking
We're
fun.
We're doing something different today.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A little bit different.
Mixing it up.
Couple of plugs before we get into it. This weekend, I am in Big Sky, Montana, doing the Big Sky Comedy Festival. Come out, laugh at me. And then on Sunday, the 24th of September, I am in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can check ladytoladycomedy.com for that for those details. Brandi Posey, bands in town, all the shit. But come out to those shows.
Come on, my Salt Lake posse. If you don't show up, you have to answer to me.
Seriously.
Yeah. And the Salt Lake posse is really scary sounding. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Bring me the fry sauce.
Oh my gosh. Let's get into our episode. Let's do it. We are had so much fun with this guest. She is the host of Psychic Scoop with Spirit Sis. She is a psychic medium, intuitive energy healer, and astrologer. And specifically, she's into something called astrocartography, which determines where someone should live based on the stars. And that's what she did with us. It was such a great hang. Please enjoy our podcast episode with Steffi Hill. Oh my God. Should we just jump in and hang out with our guests?
So excited. Yes.
Please welcome Spirit Sis Steffi Hill. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. So happy and excited to be here.
Oh my God.
Us too.
We've already been rolling before recording, which is
a little behind
good
the scenes info. We actually, we had a secret podcast that we didn't record before.
This. Yeah, we actually talk sometimes without recording it, you know.
Imagine.
So, we remembered. And Mercury is retrograde right now as we're recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I've knocked on all the wood this morning.
I did have audio issues right before, so hopefully that's our only, our only
tracks.
Peak.
Yeah. It tracks.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're really excited. You're going to do our, what do you call it? It's astrocartology. What do you call the actual
cartography?
Close. Astrocartography.
Oh, or sorry, cartography.
It, no, it's okay. Or you could call it astrogeography. It's called astrology of place.
So tell us a little bit about this modality and what it is and how you found it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, do any of you know anything about your birth charts or like astrology? Yeah. Do you know your big three? Yeah. Okay, so you're kind of like
they know it. I never remember. I've had to text my mom multiple times asking when I was born.
Oh yeah, classic. Yeah. That's like whenever I start dating someone, I'm like, Okay, text your mom. You gotta get the birth time. Yeah. It's like, yeah. It's like 11 p.m. at night. I'm like, is your mom up?
No, exactly.
It's like unhinged.
Yeah. No one talks about the mom you up text. That no one.
And then if I ever become a mom, I'm gonna be like, who are you talking to? Yeah. Who's this girl?
Yeah. Exactly. I've seen before some messages. I tell you. Like somebody getting a text at late at night, being like, mom, what time was I born? And they're like, run.
Yeah. Who is this witch? Yeah. Devil worshiper.
You're dating another witch, aren't you?
In LA, it's like it's a normal conversation. You know, you never know. Exactly. You never know. I just wanted to know like where you're at base level. But astrocartography is astrology of place. So it's basically your birth chart that's copied and pasted onto a map of the globe that tells you the best locations to go that are best suited for you based on whatever goals you want. So if you wanted to find a place that you wanted to go on a vacation, a place where you wanted to like start your business, a place you wanted to find love or healing, or any of these goals that you have in mind, I can tell you where based on this astrocartography chart.
Cool. And I'm so, like, how has this impacted your own life? Like, do you use this to plan vacations? I assume. I mean, like, is this a pretty big part of your life planning?
Oh, it's a huge part. Like, I've been doing this for over 5 years, just planning vacations based off of like my astrocartography chart. But what's really cool too is not even just traveling, because you know what happened during COVID, like none of us could travel. Right. You can actually remote activate your lines. So for example, I see this all the time with clients. They're like, I have lines in Texas. That's so weird. I've never been to Texas. And I was like, well, do you have anybody in your life from Texas? They're like, oh, my biggest client is in Texas. And like I sell the most to them. And I was like, well, there you go.
Oh,
so
cool.
People that you interact with, you don't even realize like, oh, wait a second. I actually am interacting with that line, or maybe where your best friends are from, you know, like maybe they're born, like one of my best friends was born in Brazil and I have like a sun line going right through her little hometown. Like, so it's just so crazy to see like how many people it resonates with once you say like the city or the place that is I don't know.
You're connecting to hoes in different area codes.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Yeah.
Exactly. In different area codes.
Many different. Yeah. It's been a super fun experience to see, but also to learn from, and then just to kind of walking it and learning about it as I'm going to a place. Or, you know, I went to a wedding a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I like didn't look up my line because I'm not like absolutely like I like to use my intuition and my real life, you know.
Don't want to be it to rule you. You're like, you're still wild, right?
Like anything with astrology, you can't be
take it with a grain of salt. I know. And I'm not like telling my, you know, my boyfriend's family, like, I can't go there. I have a Pluto line. Like they would freak out. You know? but ironically, I did go to a Pluto line at this wedding. And like the second I got off the plane, my glasses cracked in half. Like I ended up getting this horrible sinus infection, like all of these weird like occurrences happen. And Pluto is like the great malefic, they call it.
Yeah.
So things just happened there. And I was like, all right, well, maybe I should have looked at my lines. So anyway, it's a fun thing to think about and to learn about.
That's cool. Is this like a newer like modality, or is this like been around for a long time? Like I've just never heard of it before.
Yeah, it's kind of a freshie. It was invented by an astrologer named Jim Lewis in like the 70s.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it's still like a little bit of a niche. I'm seeing like a lot more, more astrologers talking about it. And it's just, I've taken to it like super easy and I love it. So it's something that I just love to tell people. And also I didn't travel a ton in my life. And now that I learned about this, it's just made me more excited to get out there and explore.
Yeah. Awesome. What's been your favorite place that you've been to since you started traveling more and using this?
I just went to a Neptune and a moon line in Japan, which was so fun. And then I went with a group of two of my other girlfriends and their husbands, and I had to look up all their charts. So all of us knew our charts going in and how it aspected. They're also like into astrology too. So it wasn't I wasn't like ruining like the trip and being like, you're being weird because you're in your sunlight. You know, I wasn't like... just prefacing that I'm a total nerd about it, but I'm not a total psycho. But it was interesting to see how the dynamics played out. And it was a very special place. And so now I brought home little like knickknacks from Japan. I have them on my desk. So if I ever want to get that energy of those lines, I have it like surrounding me. So
very cool.
It's fun.
Ooh.
So I'm going to have to like, I'll have to get a reading from my boyfriend because he's just a very homebody, like he gets anxiety going anywhere unknown, you know? And so I feel like I want to get this to like show him like, okay, well then this, let's go here to ease the anxiety a little bit and be like, this is a place you should go.
That could also be in his birth chart, like a fear of travel. I can see that in a chart.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's in there. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's another thing too. I look at the birth chart and see like what would impact you to travel, like where your moon is sitting and transits and things like that. Because there are times a year that, you know, are a little more flowy than, you know, other times of the year. And so I always like to take that into consideration when I'm looking at your maps and looking at your charts. Like, you know, someone might want to travel for work. Someone might want to travel for love. Someone might want to travel for family. Like it's all different depending on your birth chart, which is really cool.
Totally. Adams is all just like dissecting right over Silver Lake. It's just like never leave the vortex.
One goes to just where the cats are in the house.
Totally. How micro down does it like, are you based on like longitude latitude lines or like what is the like,
Exactly. Cool. So it gets down, like you can get very, very specific. Like you can zoom in and see exactly where the line is. But I like to say like within like a 200 mile radius is when you can feel the line. Cool. Because sometimes you'll have lines like my lines, for example, like sometimes they go in the middle of like North Dakota and like I've never been there before. But like you can see where the line can follow down like on that axis. And it can even go through parts of like Central America, South America. So I try to find places where people are naturally attracted to and find the line that's like best suited for them.
Okay. Cool. That's fun. I've only been to South Dakota, but it's a delight. So,
oh, great.
You might have fun in North Dakota. Surprisingly, okay, well, who knows?
I know. And I'm down. Like, I'm down to experiment with all the lines because there is a reason why it's being drawn there energetically. And I've seen it with so many of my clients, like, just naturally, you know, they feel homesick when they're looking at pictures of the south of France. And then I see that they could have had a past life there, like based on just their lines. So yeah. Or I've always been like wanting to go to Australia my entire life since I was a child. I watch like K-dramas and I'm into like Korean skincare. It's like, there's always lines there. Whatever you feel intuitively, it always just kind of lines up, which I love to see.
Cool. Ooh.
Well, should we get into it with one of us?
Yeah.
You prepared. You looked at our charts and prepared readings for all three of us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very exciting. Who do you want to start with? I mean, you've seen all of our charts now, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm doing it in real time too, which is great. I have Tess. I have you pulled up. Great. You want to start?
Yes.
Guinea pig?
Let's do it.
Okay, amazing. So I can do this three ways. So I can either, you can tell me like places that you've been drawn to and I can tell you what energy to expect, or I can tell you places that look really fun, or three, you can tell me if there's like a goal you want, like maybe you want to do like a family vacay or you want to, you know, do a comedy show somewhere. Like, so what are you feeling and vibing with?
Yeah, I guess I'm curious. First of all, like where's the best place for me to do shows?
Oh, I love that. Okay, cool. Well, gosh, you have a lot of places in the US, which again, like just to explain, because I can't really show a visual to everybody. the lines are so different in everyone's birth chart, like completely different. And the lines, like sometimes people have no lines in the US and they live somewhere in the US and they're like, what the heck? What do I do? but what I would say, so you're still like in the Los Angeles area. You have beautiful lines in California.
Yes, I knew it.
No, like, yeah, that tracks.
Actually,
shout out to the 805.
You actually have two of the most like beautiful lines to live on long term. One of them even to buy property on long term.
Really?
But it actually goes up through the Pacific Northwest and it crosses through Vancouver, Seattle area.
Interesting.
So are you drawn towards that area at all?
I ran the Vancouver Marathon. I got to say it was the hardest marathon I've ever run.
Interesting. Well, what's... Perfect.
But that was probably more to do with a picture someone had of poutine than my sign.
Well, no, what's interesting is it's on a Jupiter line, which is all about like expansion and growing like to something that you've never done before. So you doing a marathon is actually the biggest scaling thing I could think of. Like you're pushing yourself. So, but Jupiter lines are usually really good for money
and
good for, good for good luck and things like that. And then it actually intersects with the North Node line, which is fate and destiny. So that's kind of Pacific Northwest area. But those lines also cross all the way down and head towards, honestly, where you live right now in Los Angeles. Great. Now, another place I would say is like really lovely for you, which mixes like fun, excitement, spontaneous, also with like relaxing. It's weird. It's like this like frenetic energy yes. with like, I could chill here, which I love for you. It's actually like Texas. So it's Austin, Houston, and Dallas.
Really? I do really like Austin. I've always really liked Austin. Like,
yeah, Austin's great.
Yeah. It's definitely like a city that like I went to once and I was always like, that's one of my favorite cities.
You have good stuff over here. The only place I would say to avoid, you have a cross of Pluto and Chiron, which are lines are pretty tough. It looks like it's in parts of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and parts of Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you been to Denver before?
I have. I actually really like Denver.
So it's not in Denver, but it's like southwest of Denver.
Like Colorado.
And then it kind
Springs.
Of goes. Yeah. Then it kind of goes up through Salt Lake City as well.
Oh. You were in Denver like not that long ago, right?
Yeah. I was in Denver a couple months ago. I go to Denver a couple times a year, but that's actually really interesting. This is like helpful information because my husband and I have been like, oh, like property's so expensive in California. Like we both like Colorado. I'm like, oh, California, Colorado. And I've been leaning California, and this is.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, California is where it's at for you. And honestly, Texas is good if you wanted to buy a property over there. Now, the lines in Colorado, like, again, more southwest. It's like the border of where Colorado meets New Mexico. You have these lines where it's a Pluto and a Chiron, which these lines are really, like, healing lines. And they kind of take you, like, through some dark stuff to heal the light.
Okay.
So whenever someone goes on these lines, I always say it's, like, for a transformation or for something that's, like, you're going through, like, a dark night of the soul.
Okay.
And sometimes people love to dive into that. But other times, like, for example, the Pluto line example I told you, it's like I landed and my glasses cracked in half. And it's like, that's not the biggest thing that could happen to me. Like, obviously, I'm healthy. I'm okay. But it was more like, damn it. Like, this is annoying. So let me look at where Pluto is in your chart, though, because maybe that will tell me. Oh, yeah. Okay. So actually, Pluto is in your sixth house. So it would have to do with like your physical body and health and also work related stuff. So if you were actually keeping busy and like going on hikes and keeping yourself active in those areas, it actually would probably be okay.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, we're usually pretty active there. I do a lot. I actually go to Albuquerque quite a bit too because my sister-in-law lives there. So I'm in that area a lot. Do I need to be careful?
But you also like work out a shit ton. So maybe it's.
Yeah, I work out like every day.
Yeah.
I'm an Aries.
She runs, adding it.
She runs multiple marathons.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say,
you are an Aries. So that absolutely makes
I like
sense.
The idea that like these bad vibes, they're just like knocking off of Tess because she's working out.
Yeah, you're like, I have no problem being active. Like for me, I'd be like, I don't want to go to Denver. You know what I mean?
For me, like I don't want to go work out
a hike. It means I have to go on a hike.
Yeah, yeah. Other places I really like for you, I really like Italy and I love actually Morocco.
What the fuck?
What?
Those have you been like thinking about it? Those are like two of my favorite trips I've ever taken. Like, what the fuck? I'm obsessed.
You'll see when
Italy.
We do everyone's chart how different it is. But no, Italy.
I don't think I knew you'd been to Morocco.
Yeah, cool. I went to Morocco. Yeah. That trip I went when I graduated college, me and my friend Lauren went and we went to Spain, England, Portugal. And then because my brother was like backpacking through Europe. And mm-hmm. so while we were there, my brother was like, do you want to go to Morocco tomorrow? And I was like, oh my God, fuck yeah. And it was, we ended up staying. I think we were only going to stay for one day. We had the most incredible, magical, amazing trip in Morocco. Like I ran out of clean underwear. I was like, we're still staying for two more nights. Like it was the most.
Yeah, that's your another Jupiter line. You tend to like your Jupiter lines and your Jupiter in your chart. Beautifully placed in the seventh house. So when you travel with other people, especially on those Jupiters, you get a lot of like really good connection memories and things like that. So okay. You said you were with a family member. Yeah. So that all makes so much sense.
So Italy's good. Is Italy a good place for me to live or just visit? Because I'm obsessed with Italy. That is so weird that you said Italy and Morocco. That is so fucking weird.
I'm telling you, it's so spot on. This is also, Italy is also a good place if you want to do remote podcasting. There's a really? There's a Mercury. Yeah, there's a Mercury line where you be able to use your voice in a really profound way. Mm. You also have this moon line, which I really love moon lines, especially like this is lady to lady. It's all about like women empowerment and intuition and receptive, like connecting with women. So in Italy, you have like lines of like fun, connection, and then like intuitive, receptive. So it's like a mix of all three of those things.
Yeah.
Lady to lady does Italy, babe.
Please.
Yeah.
You're going to twist our arms. Okay, fine.
You heard it here first. You had a past life in Dubai.
Oh my.
I've been there too.
No way.
Yeah.
Your eyes are like,
like it's, so I'm positive. Like, do you have my passport? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I also am a psychic, so I do intuit some of these things as well. But no, I mean, that's crazy. You do have a past life connection to Dubai. So you've, really? So going back there, there was something that like karmically you needed to either like cyclical needed to remember or maybe needed to end.
Interesting.
How did you feel when you were there?
I don't know. I can't say I was there visiting my dad. So I was there with like my dad and my sister. So it was kind of like a family trip. I partied a lot with my sister there. I felt
okay. Cool. Well, maybe your sister was with you in a past life too.
Probably.
That tracks.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
It totally tracks. Okay. So what is there a place that you would like to explore next? And I can tell you what energies you can expect.
Yeah,
there?
I'm really my next place I want to go is Mexico City.
Beautiful. Okay. Oh, it's gorgeous. This is interesting. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually a mix of Chiron. So some of the lines that we felt up in Denver, but then you have another mix of a Venus. So you actually have a benefic meeting, like a healing. It's more of like a healing trip.
Okay.
So there would be some things coming up there. Let me double check where your Chiron is in your birth chart. Your Chiron's in the first. Oh, this is going to be a very like revolutionary trip for you. Like eyes open. You might even be there and be getting some hits about like your future or what you want to do next or whatever. So this is actually a trip. As far as safety, just make sure you like are aware of your surroundings. That's the only thing I'll say on Chiron lines, because sometimes you can feel things like, a little bit of fear can happen. Okay. That's not it for everybody. Your Chiron's in your first house in Taurus. So actually you're kind of used to Chiron energy in your life. Like pushing through you kind of just persevere through anything. Not just that Aries, but that Taurus energy to you. You're like, nope, I'm sticking with it until the bitter end. Yeah. So that's just kind of the energy that you'll feel there. It would be, are you going with alone or with
I haven't
people?
Planned the trip yet. Should I go alone?
No.
Okay.
I think you should go with people.
Okay. Friends or my husband?
It could be either. It could be either. There's a community element here though. So definitely like get into like the local, you know, eats and talk to people and things like that. It looks great. I would love it. You also have like amazing lines going through Belize as well on like that East Coast, right?
Been there, loved it, magical, felt super connected there.
And that same line goes through Costa Rica as well. What? You're like the perfect.
Oh my God.
Costa Rica. I've been there four times. Yeah.
Okay. You're like the perfect candidate for astrocartography because you've been to all the places. Like, what the heck?
Actually, confirm.
Yeah.
You've done more travel than I have as an astrocartographer. That's incredible. The last place I think would be like a spiritual trip, like a true, and this is a girl's trip.
Okay.
Either Peru or Santiago, Chile.
Okay.
Ooh.
I would love that. Okay. Great.
Yeah. It feels
like I can see some ruins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like it's a fun meets a spiritual meets like an exciting. There's energy here of a lot of different. I would say there's like, whenever you're on a moon line, it feels a little bit like a hug. It's like a safe, but then the Uranus line is like, and I'm also going to like freaking have a blast. So there's definitely both energies there, which feels like is accurate for like Chile. Cause you can like see the sights and there can be spiritual relics, you know, like seeing ruins and things like that. And then just like unexpected turns. So yeah.
Oh my God. Wow, thank you. That was
girls trip.
Let's
Machu Picchu. Lady Live, Machu Picchu.
Let's hike Machu Picchu.
I
went there in college. I've been wanting to go back, so I'll go.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Incredible. Any other places you've been thinking about or any places you're curious?
Oh, well, I'm trying to think. How's New York for me?
It is, let's check. You have rose colored glasses on in New York. So it's hard for you to like see people for who they truly are. Mm. If that makes sense. It's not bad, but it's kind of neutral in some ways. Let me see. Yeah, it's near a Neptune line. So unless you're going there to be super artistic and really lean into like, you know, your craft, I wouldn't be there long term. But it's good for performing. It's good for performing.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. But be careful about what people display to you and who they really are.
Okay. Like even it's almost like what people think about LA is New York for me.
Correct.
Okay.
It's like, or it's like someone can come up to you and be like super nice and maybe be like scamming or something like that. There's like a little bit of this element of like, oh, I'm friendly to everybody, but like people could take advantage of your friendliness.
Yeah.
You're like,
Just remembering a specific scam, a New York related scam.
Wait, for real?
Well, it's a long story, but it just.
But you all were nodding, so I knew there was some backstory I wasn't in on. See, you can't deny this is freaking spot on, right?
That is like, That is one of the trippiest things. Like, I can't believe you just like name checked, like, it was like when you said Belize, I was like in Costa Rica. I'm like,
in Morocco. Like, not a lot of people have
Morocco
been to Africa.
Morocco and Italy. Like, you guys know I'm obsessed with Italy. I always talk about Morocco as like one of my favorite trips I've ever taken. Like, insane.
There we go.
Insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All you don't have anywhere left. You've already checked them all off.
I know.
I know.
Oh, wait. Did I ask you about Tokyo? Did I ask you about Tokyo? That's the last one I want to ask about.
No. But let's take a peek. Okay. Oh, of course, it's fantastic. You have a few. This is another active trip. This could actually be good for work as well. There's like artistry meets excitement energy. So this is actually a Mars line when you're in Aries. So you're used to Mars energy, which is like this passionate, fun, exciting. And then you have a little bit of this Neptune like calming you down and like really taking in the people and the culture and things like that. So this would be a trip you all three of you could go together for some fun energy.
I love that. It'd
be fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And Tokyo is the best. But it also, you have a line that goes through South Korea. That's a sun line, which is actually really good for expression and fun as well. Mm. And sun lines are really good. I always tell people to post their thirst traps on sun lines. Because it's like, I feel myself. And then it's like, you get back and you look at the picture. You're like, was it that great? But people like pop off on the sun lines. Like they're feeling themselves. Even if it's, you know, not to us, it feels good. So that's actually in Korea. But yeah, Tokyo, you actually have like a Mars and a Neptune crossing exactly on Tokyo.
Yes. So run the Tokyo Marathon.
Great. Why not? Okay. It is Mars. Like Mars is rules physical body in the chart. So yeah. And Neptune is, again, healing, artistic, spiritual consciousness. So it feels like something's bringing you there. I would actually, just be as active as possible, which if you're running a marathon, you have no problem with that.
Cool. Amazing.
All right.
That was so cool.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and see where Babs and Brandy need to go.
Yeah.
Ooh, we'll be back.
Be back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
I'm Steffi.
And okay, we got one down. Who's next?
Brandy, you're up.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay. Cool. Amazing. So you are a Pisces, Gemini rising with a Leo moon. That stuff you already knew. Mm-hmm. You have an incredible intuitive chart. So you're... Do you feel like a little psychic yourself?
Often, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you did describe your affair with your skeleton. I guess not affair. Love interest in your skeleton. And that's like very Pisces and Scorpio to me, which you have both in your chart.
Just swimming through the river of death. That's just my life. It's fun, baby.
I love that for you. Okay, cool. Let's check out. Oh my gosh, this is interesting too.
Okay.
You have a Jupiter line near California as well.
Hell yeah.
And Jupiter lines again, this, and yours is actually a Jupiter career line, which is wild. So I guess I forgot to say earlier when I was reading you, Tess, but basically every single planet in your birth chart has a north, south, east, and west when I'm reading these. Okay. So you can have a Jupiter line in four different places in the world. Mm. So they, and they all tell me something a little bit different about like the energy. So you have a Jupiter line that's literally a line that's really good for expansion of business and being seen.
Cool.
So did you start the podcast in LA?
Yeah. This is a LA based podcast, baby.
I love it. And that's, you know, two, we'll look when we get to Babs, but two out of three of you have Jupiter lines here. So this feels like pretty legit.
And Brandy and I are stand up. I mean, we all started comedy here.
I have a comedy. Obsessed with that. Shit's here. Yeah. Hey, Hollywood, listen up.
Yours actually goes through Portland as well and Vancouver. It looks like there's going to be a Vancouver trip as well.
I want to go really bad. I love Portland. I've recorded my special in Portland a couple months ago.
No way. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I felt like someone just asked how Portland was. Yeah. That's so funny. Incredible. You also have kind of fun stuff going through Vegas. Nothing like crazy, but have you been there? Do you like it?
I like Vegas for like a specific thing, but I do always more like win money in Vegas.
Yeah. It actually shows me that. Yeah. It shows me like you do well in Vegas.
Yeah.
Not crazy, but you could definitely win some money.
I'm always just like, what cash do I have on me? But I always win a couple $100 in
Vegas. Wait,
what do you
play, Brandy? I forget. Do you do slots?
I just do slots.
Yeah.
And honestly, frankly, usually the airport. And the airport, I always my flights to Vegas are usually free based on my winnings at the airport.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah,
my Vegas trips usually break even.
I do feel like the Vegas airport has the best odds. Like, I don't even gamble, but when I'm waiting with Sean, like, we always like to play the Wheel of Fortune machine because one of us usually wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I do like the Wheel of Fortune one.
Isn't it?
They probably want like have them loose so they want you to come back.
I think that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, Vegas, I mean, that again, it tracks. Yeah. So you, how long did you live in Maryland for? Because that's where you were born.
Till 18. And then I lived in Philly for 4 years for college. And then I moved out here.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, because where you were born, you don't have any lines. So sometimes when someone has like no lines where they were born, it's a more neutral energy. So on a high vibration, it can feel like a new slate. Like things are, every day is a new opportunity. But on the low vibration, it can feel boring, stagnant. Yeah. Like, is that how you felt in Maryland?
I mean, it was like, I grew up in like a suburb for sure. So it was definitely like a little suburban punk kid just wanting to get the fuck out forever. It definitely, I think, like propelled me to want to leave for sure. I mean, I love going back there like as an adult because like I can just chill out now. Like I think that definitely tracks with it, but it isn't like a place that I was ever like... Like, I feel I identify more
this
with the East Coast than, like, Maryland, necessarily, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, because even a little bit further north in Connecticut, even, like, Long Island and Boston, you have way, like, way more energy there. Of
Boston.
Like,
I feel like Brandy gives Boston vibes.
Yeah. Yeah, but especially it goes through, like, Hartford, Connecticut, Bridgeport, and there's more energy here too of like, there's a little bit more of a relaxing energy or at least feeling like a little more home.
Okay.
So that's actually interesting. You said East Coast. And then if I go a little bit further south, you have really beautiful lines in the Carolinas. I don't know if you've been to like.
Oh, interesting.
Have you been over there?
I mean, just for touring and stuff like that. I mean, I like them. They're fun. Gravedigger has a cafe in North Carolina that I've always wanted to go to.
I love that. Yeah. So this is energy of meeting new people and like having new experiences. And then there's this North Node line on the Ascendant, which is like you feeling comfortable, calm, and feeling in your destiny and purpose. And sometimes you can even travel to these lines and all of a sudden you'll get like news like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden you got a Netflix special or all of a sudden you got this. Like when you travel to those
flying
lines, all of a sudden destiny. All of a sudden destiny.
Go hole up.
Yeah.
So like that's actually a good place. So that line goes through right through Charlotte, goes through Asheville.
Love Asheville.
Do you? Oh, yeah, so you've
yeah.
been there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've done a lot of shows in Asheville. Shout out to Lauren, our listener.
Hi, Lauren.
Amazing. Yeah. See? So that's, again, that's so, like, nothing is random. And that line, those two lines, they cross in Turks and Caicos. Hey.
All
like
right.
a vacation's coming. Like yeah, that. You got it's actually popping off in Turks and Caicos for you. You got a lot going off over there. Oh, and right. then
you
Dominican.
Should go to Turks and Caicos.
I feel like it's like a fun trip meets a really deeply relaxing vacation.
I like that. That's usually what I'm down for.
So I feel like that's like, this is a time where you need a break. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, what better place than, I mean, I've never been there, but like, I've heard nothing but amazing things. Yeah. So I feel like that would be really fun.
Cool.
Okay. So what other places are you drawn to?
I mean, I have not, the only foreign country I've ever been to is Iceland and Mexico. So I've never really traveled anywhere else. So I definitely, like, I want to, but, you know, would love some direction in that. In
perfect.
That
Iceland, you like your Venus lines. You have a little bit of a Venus line. You like Venus and Neptune. And Neptune, you have your Pisces. So Neptune is actually your chart.
Yeah.
Like, or not your chart ruler, but that's like your vibe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can be, again, your artistry and like a little bit of that, like, you know, I'm going to just like take a load off. Like when you're traveling, like you definitely don't want to like think about work when you're traveling.
No.
Unless you're actually physically working. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah. I try to mix the two of them though. It's like, even when I'm touring and stuff, I'm like, all right, here's some fun shit to do that like no work day feels like a full work day if I can help it.
Yeah, I love that. And then in your birth chart too, as a Gemini rising, mm-hmm. I see people who are Gemini risings actually doing a lot of road trip traveling.
Yep. Yeah. Brandy loves road trips.
I was a trucker in a former life.
She's obsessed
life, I think.
With road trips.
I love to drive everywhere.
So Gemini rising. Yeah, it's like very into short, long distance short distance mm-hmm. trips, like via car. But your ninth house is actually, which rules long distance travel and airplane, is in Aquarius, which is this like collective energy. So when you're traveling someplace, it's like you want to connect to the people. You want to go to the locals. You want to see things. So when you're there, it's like you actually can make as many friends as you want.
It makes sense. My Venus is Aquarius too. So maybe that's why my Venus lines are so big for me.
Yeah. Yeah. You got... And I mean, yeah, your Venus, I love that you know that too. Yeah. And your Venus and your sun, and your Venus is very close to your midheaven, but very close to the ninth house as well. So yeah, when I can see you probably travel a lot for work too.
Yeah.
That's kind of your main focus.
Tours a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like is really good at giving a fuck about where she is and the people who live there and stuff like that, not just like rolling through.
Yeah.
Totally. Very Aquarian in nature. London would be a really fun trip. It's got a Saturn and a Venus like crossing. So there's long-term success, like planting seeds. There's a little bit of like responsibility. And then there's a little bit of like romance, fun, excitement. Like, so if you wanted to go with a partner or you wanted to like just hang out and be admired, London would be the place.
It's so totally see you enjoying London, Brandy.
I know. Well, I'm also like, there's so much a part of me that's just like, man, when you go to the UK, you're just going to be like, peace, America. I'm out. So, I mean, and it's like, I really do want to do stand up over there really bad. Like, I want to, I mean, 2020, I was going to, and then, you know, it's just been a minute and then just figuring shit out. But in the next 2 years, that's like a big goal.
It crosses those lines. Whenever lines cross, there's more karmic energy. Like what we saw with Tess when those lines crossed mm-hmm. in Tokyo or crossed in Denver, things like that. The lines are really pushing you somewhere for a reason. Mm-hmm. And having a Saturn and a Venus line is very interesting because again, it mixes that work and success with like, Venus rules aesthetics. So feeling like relaxed and beautiful and happy. And yeah, like these are very interesting lines to have crossed.
Yeah.
And usually when lines cross, it's because they're making relationships with each other in your birth chart. Let me just double check. Yeah, your Venus is making a trine to your Saturn. So that's why. Mm-hmm. So let's go back. Do you know what place I'm dying for you to go to? Mm. The Greek islands.
Ooh.
Okay.
No problem, right?
Yeah, like, twist my arm about it. Why don't you?
I feel like you might actually meet someone here who would be beneficial for your future for work or even like a long-term success friend.
Ooh, okay.
Cool. There's energy here. There's energy of getting out of a stagnant place. Like if you're feeling like I need to get out of town, I need to figure it out. Like I'm just feeling stuck. Go to Greece. This is the energy of mixing it up. And this is the energy of like aligning with your destiny. So this is kind of similar energy to North Carolina, but it's more concentrated.
Okay. Okay.
If that makes sense, yeah. Which you did like that North Node line in Asheville. So I'm going to draw you here. Also, if you wanted to start today, like interacting with Greece, you can put a picture of Greece on the background of your phone. You can eat authentic Greek food. You can buy something from Greece. Like that's a way to remote activate your lines. And I like to tell people that because, you know, sometimes it's difficult to travel if you have kids to take care of or there's scheduling or money, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why you can still access like this Greek island energy. I mean, like just go on TikTok and look at pictures of Santorini or something, you know? And there's going to be tons of
watch Mamma Mia, I would say.
Oh, yeah. Watch Mamma Mia. One and two, but especially two.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Whoa. I've never seen two.
Oh my God. You have to see it.
I thought that was like, no. You shouldn't watch two.
Dead ass. Incredible.
Boycotting it for years.
I like it better.
Wow.
Yes.
It's insane. It's unhinged in the best way possible.
Yes. Cher. Okay, it's the most Cher I've seen Cher in quite a while.
Okay. Well, blocking off my schedule for the rest of the day. Yeah.
Let's all activate my line today, I guess.
Yeah. Let's all activate.
Okay. Wow. Line. That's the first time I've ever heard that. I'm learning something from you as well. This is really a full circle moment. Okay. A line. Be actually really fun. It's a little out there, but I think you'd actually enjoy it. Madagascar.
Oh, cool.
It's so cool. I actually had some clients go here and obsessed with Madagascar, but you have a Neptune and a Mercury and you're a Gemini rising and a Pisces sun.
Yeah.
So again, it's a little bit of like, if you wanted to go here to write new material or to get ideas, this is like an inspiration trip.
Cool. Okay.
Big time. Like this is like, I'm writing my screenplay. I'm figuring it out. Like this is like, you're getting downloads awesome. Like directly about what you need to do for your art.
All right. Fuck yeah. I love it. I'm writing off all these trips because technically they're business.
Yeah, I was like, Brandy, you got some.
I got some business traveling to do.
Absolutely. Okay. Now this is a non-negotiable trip.
Okay.
And maybe you can join Tess. Japan.
Yeah. Big time. Down.
Big time.
I want to go real bad.
Right? Let's go.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You both have kind of similar, you both have a sun line through South Korea. So those are the social media, you know, those are the social media picks, but you have a Mercury, you have four lines going through Japan.
Whoa.
I have a North Node, a Uranus, a Mercury and a sun, especially South Japan. Mm-hmm. So, and that area is just so gorgeous. But
we're just going to shout out to all the creeps who follow us. We will be posting thirst traps from South Korea.
So stay tuned.
So, and just say your astrologer told you had to. This was an assignment. I'm sorry. No, this is beautiful. Osaka and Kyoto is especially special for you.
I want to go to Kyoto real bad.
This is a trip you go with other people.
Okay.
This is either a family trip, like your extended family, or this is like your chosen family, like Babs and Tess, or you could go with like, you know, loved ones. It's an energy, a collective energy of feeling really connected to who you're with.
Cool. All right.
And it's got all the vibes.
And you said
it's
that's non-negotiable, right? So she has to go.
Non-negotiable. Yeah. You have four lines there. You have to. And they're all lines that are fantastic.
I love it.
Now, the only thing I will say about a Uranus and a Mercury, they're crossing. And I'm just saying this to you because of your chart. Mm-hmm. There is a little bit of a nervous system response. Mm-hmm. So if you're like your mind's running or you're feeling a little anxious in some areas, I just recommend like using that through an activity. So like biking or a tour or a museum, like using your brain in some way is going to be helpful for any of that. And as a Gemini rising, naturally, you're always going to be buzzy like up here in your head. That's just like your natural state. And as a Pisces, that's such an interesting dynamic you have. But yeah, so if you're in this area, it's like a little bit of the spiritual channeling going on. But if you feel a little bit like, ooh, it's just like, okay, I need to go to a museum. I need to do a tour. I need to like, you know, go to a restaurant. It's just stuff like that.
Yeah. I think like I've always like, I really want to go to Japan really bad. The intensity of Tokyo seems like fun for like a day. And then I think I would be like, I need to be the fuck alone. But I do
think that's why
that.
The southern areas, mm-hmm. like with those more little like, you know, cultural cities and temples and yeah. things like that, I think that's more your speed. So yeah, you could fly into Tokyo and then go down there and do a little exploring. Even those like beach cities in Japan would be really lovely for you.
Yeah. Cool. Love it.
Yes. Right. Isn't cool. it just exciting? Yeah. And so cool. you get inspired. Yeah. Like it's just such a cool... It's such a cool, unique place. And then, have you been to Hawaii before?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love Hawaii.
This is this is again, buying property later in life or just going for like a long vacation. You have a beautiful, the Big Island.
Favorite island.
Is it?
Yeah. Big Island's my favorite. I love it.
You have
it.
A North Node line going through Aww. There and your Venus is close to Oahu.
Aww.
Honolulu specifically.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such it. Different places, you two already. And yeah. how interesting. Any other places I didn't mention that you kind of in your soul wanted to explore?
I do have a question about Italy. Cause like I'm like the most of my heritage that is one thing is Italian. Like, do I have anything going through there or?
You do. It's actually a Chiron line. Oh. Are you close with your family?
Well,
there's a little mental
the Italian
health.
Part. No.
Interesting. It shows me this would be a trip where you'd really have to dive into that ancestry and learn a little more. Gotcha. It's not the easiest trip.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be, again, it would be a life-changing trip.
Yeah.
Now, something I can say about this line too is when you're there, like make sure you're not working or you're like really getting off of work, like mm-hmm. really checking out. Otherwise, it seems like it would just feel too heavy.
Gotcha.
But it would be a great trip. Like mm-hmm. Chiron lines are super healing of any wounds. And you might even feel wounds from like your past ancestry or something. And again, you have an intuitive chart. So you might just be there and be like, oh, I'm feeling it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense. So as far as like living other places, we've talked a lot about trips, but it's like, is there any, I mean, I guess North Carolina is a place that you're like, that feels like a settling situation.
Yeah, North Carolina feels really good. And also Pacific Northwest, like Portland, Seattle is really lovely too. Yeah, it's really lovely. And you know what? Where you are in LA is good. The more north you get is a little closer to that Jupiter line, which people tend to love to be on because it just feels like relaxing and normal-ish.
Yeah. I do live in the northeast part of the city and I love it a lot. I don't think I would like LA in a lot of other parts of it. If I lived somewhere else or other parts of it.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Yeah, you got cool places too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very You're exciting. So welcome. Yeah, does it
so
give
much
you
planning to
I yeah, know.
Japan and Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, love it.
And do not try to do shows in Italy. You're there to heal your ancestors.
No shows, just ancestors.
Yeah, exactly. go yell into Sicily.
Who am I?
I mean, I don't know. The energy in Italy, even as someone with a regular, it's like so trippy anyway.
Yeah.
Like there's such intense energy there.
Oh,
like,
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me, that just the ancestor stuff just makes me think of White Lotus. So they're like trying to find their ancestors.
Oh, my God. That like,
oh, that is so White Lotus.
And it just goes like really bad, like exactly the opposite of what they want.
Yeah. There you go. White Lotus part two.
Yeah.
You and
me and Cher.
Mama Mia White Lotus.
Yeah.
You and Cher. Exactly. Yeah. And like I said earlier, this is just kind of like a guide. You know,
if
you could go to Italy and just have the time of your life. It's,
for sure.
It's, you know, this is just like small influences. I will say it normally does kind of accurately just to like depict the energy. But you know what I mean? You can make whatever trip.
I go pretty fucking deep most of the time anyway. So it's fine.
Pisces is like, what deep? The ocean ain't deep enough for you.
Yeah. I live in the Titanic, bitch.
I love it. Okay, cool. Babs, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. All right, Cancer, Capricorn rising, Libra moon. That's
Wait,
so
I have to write these.
you're a Cap rising? That's interesting.
Yes,
that's
what's funny is so is my sister.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. I feel like I definitely connect with her. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Well, wait, that's so interesting.
What's my moon? Leo?
Libra. Libra moon. What's really, well, you're like a people pleaser at heart.
Yeah.
I'll say that. But honestly, what I'll say too is really interesting to have a Cancer sun and then have your rising sign be the opposite axis. So you actually, you're someone that does really well in polarity. So you always have, you are also intuitive, but then you also have this pragmatic side that like gets stuff done. Mm-hmm. So your entire chart is ruled by Saturn. So after you turned 30, your entire life changed for the better. You're like a vintage wine that's like always ready to be popped open at any
Yes.
I always like to tell my Capricorn risings that.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely started to figure myself out a lot more in my
30s. Yeah. And then you'll hit another like really good point like of revolutions like when in your 60s as well. But Capricorn risings usually live till they're like over 100. So you got a long life ahead of you.
Damn, Babs.
And also I'll just say to you intuitively too, holding tension in your neck and upper shoulders, like I don't know if that's something that naturally.
Yeah, do you see me? I've got like a bat. Something's hurting me right now.
Okay, yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it like upper sides. Yeah, yeah. So that's something that as a Capricorn rising, always like stretching your neck and shoulders for sure. Mm. I know that's not astrocartography, but I can't look at someone's chart.
No, but I'm a terrible stretcher. I'm just like, I never stretch. I never do anything. And so this is something I'm really trying to be better about. So it's a good reminder.
Okay.
This perfect. Is just for everyone. Get those balls, man. Get the balls. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That you roll on?
Uh-huh. If you get like knots in your back, just like put those on the wall or the floor and it gets like all that shit out.
Yeah. Like a tennis ball?
You can use a lacrosse ball, or I use ones called yoga therapy balls, but I don't know which is cheaper on Amazon, but just you want like a hard, small ball and get like all the pressure of your body weight and just work the knot out that way.
Oh,
that
sounds great.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. All of you have amazing places where you live already, like amazing lines where you live already. You have a sun line going like almost directly just above Los Angeles. So this is, like I said, that pop off fun, being seen energy. This is the place to really express your light and to feel that spotlight, feel seen, to feel creative and to feel play. So that's really amazing. And also it goes a little bit above LA. It goes through Bakersfield. I don't know if you feel excited about Bakersfield, but it does go through Santa Barbara.
Oh, I love Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
It goes directly through.
I just watched The Running Man last night, and they call Arnold Schwarzenegger's character like the Bakersfield slaughterer.
Oh, my God. That was
terrifying. Anyway, just
that's really
that to
funny.
The Man.
Yeah, but where Los Angeles, this is actually a great place for you to meet lifelong friends and people. Like, good connecting, which obviously look like we were testing.
Yeah,
that
no,
later.
I mean, I feel like I feel very lucky with my group of friends for sure. And we've all known each other over a decade now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also feel like all three of us are all people that are like, no, LA is it. And it makes sense that like all three of us like.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And trust me, that's not always the consensus, like looking at people's charts or even the energy of LA. It's actually like quite different. So the fact that all three of you are like started this in LA and you're continuing to love it here is actually it's really lovely to see the energy here. And also the sun line. I mean, this is just as a Cancer sun in the sixth house. This is who you are. This is how you express yourself. This is how you express your intuition. This is how you express your artistic, like everything about you is lovely here in LA. So yeah, you're in the right spot.
Okay. That's good to know. Cause lately, it just ebbs and flows. So.
Totally. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. I just pulled something else up. So the further south you get in LA, actually there's more shadow. So actually kind of where do you still live around where you were born, or does your family still around like Palm Springs?
I still have some family there.
So it gets a little shadowy and a little isolating in those areas. Mm. So actually the further north in LA you are, the more connected you are to your expression.
Oh, interesting. Mm.
So there is a little bit
that.
Of shadow
I feel
there.
Some isolation with my family sometimes. So that kind of tracks.
Yes. And you have a little bit of a Pluto on a square in Riverside.
I mean, doesn't everybody?
Bakersfield, Riverside.
I bet that's
Let's
just like
go.
Somebody you met in a bar in the early aughts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The further north you get,
shadow. God
towards
damn.
Santa Everyone. Yes, for sure. that's the name of your next album, Riverside Shadow. Santa Barbara is your shit. It feels good. So it is. I just think if you're on every single line has a high and low vibration. So you said like there's sometimes, but your friends will get you through and using your intuition will get you through. And again, your artistic, playful joy, like those parts in LA are expressed the best for you.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
So leaning into those.
I feel that. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. You have a gorgeous line going through New Orleans.
Ooh. Oh my God. I've never been. I want to go so bad.
Oh my gosh. It is such a fun line. It's a Venus line. And it's on the descendant. So you'll be very loved here. Very loved.
Yeah. I've like always wanted to go there.
You felt connected to it. It literally goes directly through the city. It's not even like a doubt. It's like you're meant to like do a graveyard tour and go do all the fun things.
I can definitely see Babs with like her fanny pack, drinking a cab, fully Aunt Lisa.
Yes. Aunt Lisa would thrive.
Yeah,
100%.
I feel like it would be really fun. It would be really fun for you. This is interesting too. Very similar to Brandy. You have a North Node line going through the Carolinas.
That's interesting.
Have you ever been to North Carolina?
No, I've never been.
Might need to go to some shows.
Yeah, it's very like this is a place you buy real estate long term or retire on. So this is very like sleepy, relaxed vacation vibes of just like really feeling the ocean breeze and like, especially since it goes through Wilmington and Raleigh, but Wilmington is on the beach. Like it's literally right there.
Estes Creek is Wilmington.
Is it?
Oh. Now I'm connecting.
That's what it is.
See, that's the remote activation right there, right? Watch an episode of Yours is Mamma Mia. We'll watch Dawson's Creek after.
That sounds like a great day.
It really is. Wow. And how does New York feel for you?
I like New York. I mean, I've definitely had some like last time I went there, I was struggling a lot because I was like not drinking and it was really hard. I really like going and performing there, but you know, it's a tough city.
Yeah, it's actually similar. I believe it was Tess had a Neptune line. And so it's similar where artistically it is great. You said it's interesting to not drink. Actually, on Neptune lines, it's actually better for you not to drink because sometimes on Neptune lines, like substances can go too far. Actually.
I have had that happen there before. Yes.
Yeah. So intuitively you were like, I'm not going to. But again, like, for shows and performances and like in marketing your stuff, like podcasts out there, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We've done stuff there that was really fun. We did a live podcast there that was super fun.
Yeah. I feel like for all three of you, like the East Coast is definitely good for your podcast and for your biz and for performing. Like Neptune lines are great for, again, that like consciousness of artistry. It's different than the Sun line. The Sun line is like that playful, where you are in LA, it's like that playful joy. I want to feel seen. And here it's like, I'm actually doing this because it's like a part of the artistry and the craft, if that makes sense.
That totally makes sense.
Totally. Yep.
It's like the two dynamics of both of those planets. And again, if you wanted to like write a book or you know, write sets or things like that, New York seems like a good place for your creative expression to also shine. Those lines go down through Peru too. It looks like we're doing a Peru trip.
Nice.
Okay. Cool.
Again, seems very relaxing, spiritual channeling. You had a past life in Rio, Brazil.
That makes so much sense.
You are Brazilian in the past life.
That makes all of the sense in the world.
Oh my gosh, Babs. This is crazy. You have a Sun, a Moon, a Saturn, and Pluto, and you have five lions going through Rio.
Whoa. Babs, you have to go to Carnival.
I have to go there. Yeah. Oh my God, that would be incredible.
It would be, so where a Sun and a Moon line like go through, it's fertile land where it's like things can be born, like seeds and like creation and exciting new things can happen. It's like turning a new leaf. This is also all on what they're called descendant lines. So it's with other people. So again, going with a partner, going with friends, or like meeting people. Like when you go on this line, trust me, you're going to be meeting tons of people and you're going to be busy.
I feel like I tend to meet people when I travel and like you know, I'm doing a lot of stuff.
Now, are you connected to Brazilian culture at all?
Not that I, like, know of. I mean, I've never, like, naturally, you know.
We're drawn there.
We're drawn to it. But, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I just don't think I've invested much time into it, you know.
Okay, well, definitely something to think about now, because this is definitely energy of, like, up-leveling and doing something completely different and then coming back a changed person.
Ooh. Damn.
Like, it's wild. Yeah, and also because of the way your birth chart is, like, you have a lot of planets in one, like, concentration. So those places I would want to draw you toward. You also, looks like Greek Isles are good for you, too.
Yeah.
You got another sun line. You also have a great sun line going through Berlin, Germany, and then going through Denmark. Would be really fun.
Oh my God. Those are, yeah, two places I really want to visit. I was writing down my list. Oh my God. Yeah.
Really? So, okay. Yes. I love that. Also, a place that would be so amazing for you. Oh my gosh. Actually, you have a few. Madrid, Spain, ooh, for sure. You have a Venus and a Neptune, and then you have a beautiful north node line going right through Portugal.
Mm. Oh, like amazing.
Lisbon actually goes right through Lisbon.
I really wanted to. My parents lived in Spain for a few years, and I've always wanted to go, like, visit and see where they lived and everything.
Oh, 100%. So you got that Neptune, that Venus. Again, this is performing, artistry, also relaxing vacations. Like, on Neptune lines, they feel so good. It's like you forget, like, any problems. Like, your anxiety kind of dissipates a little bit. Nice. At least that was my experience on my Neptune line, and I'm a Cancer like you. And the North Node line in Portugal, this is, again, like, faded experiences. This is when you go on that line, like, you get intuitive hits, or maybe, like, you get that phone call you've been waiting for, like, destiny happens. So if I were to, like, prioritize any trip, I mean, like, Brazil is a trip you'd have to take in your lifetime, but, like, yeah. I would just say, like, definitely Madrid and Portugal.
I feel like a lot of people are going to Portugal right now. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I've had a lot of, like,
yeah. It's very hot
Lisbon.
Right now.
People moving to Lisbon.
Yeah.
Really?
Like,
wow.
Yeah. I think I might be making this up, but I think they, like, they make it easy to live there compared to, like, other countries. I think that's what started it. And then everyone was like, yeah, Portugal makes lit. Sense.
Yeah.
Shout out to my people.
Hell yeah.
I am attracted to lit places. So.
Well, also, they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right, right.
Yep.
That was connected.
Again, I feel like you were Portuguese in your past life, or, like, or spoke Portuguese. Something.
That tracks. There's something 100%. There. I mean, also, like, Babs loves to throw parties. Like, Brazil has carnival. Yes. It feels
very joie de vivre.
I also love that you love to throw parties on your sun line. Like, that is very, like, turn up energy, right? Like I said, like, that exciting.
Yeah, no,
I
love gathering people and celebrating.
Oh, I love that. That's very Cancerian as well. Like, come to my home and I'll take care of you.
Yes,
definitely.
Totally.
Okay, you're going to have your eat, pray, love moment, because you have 1, 2, 3, 4 lines going through India.
Oh, cool. Oh,
interesting.
Cool. Yeah. This is a healing trip, but it's crazy because you have a Jupiter, a Venus, a Chiron, and a Uranus. So this is actually energy of, like, healing something deep within you, but also, like, scaling and growing. And there's so much you can learn from this trip. There seems to be a lot of, like lessons and in your places, because it's like you have a Jupiter line, but then you have a Chiron. So, like, when those things happen, it tells me that, like, when you go somewhere, you're different when you come back. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely try to take a lot from, you know, my experiences. So,
What part?
But if you wanted a more trip that was just, like, fun AF, Thailand for sure.
Oh my God, I would love to go to Thailand.
Goes right through Bangkok. And then you also have amazing lines in Japan. So it's official. All three of you.
Okay. You heard it here first.
That's the trip. You have actually very similar lines in Brazil, in Japan. So going right through Osaka, Kyoto, one line going through Tokyo. And then you have, like, lines up in the north part of Japan too. Almost all of Japan is perfect for you.
Whoa, oh my God.
Cool.
Yeah. I love when the sun and moon lines meet, it's very rare. And so for you to have that, and it's probably similar to your Cancer and your Capricorn in your chart, right? It's the opposition, the sun and the moon. That's what makes a full moon, is that opposition. Mm-hmm. So when you have a sun and a moon, it's really interesting, because it's that intuitive, that feminine, and then you have this, like, masculine, creative. So being in those places feel very faded and exciting.
Mm. Ooh, that tracks.
That's Tokyo, and all of Japan for you. So then, yeah, it's like you got these interesting hits. It's like you got India, you got Thailand, you got Japan, goes through parts of New Zealand. You have amazing stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's very fascinating. Yeah, you like when all of these lines go through places, it's like, wow, you're going to be hit from a few different angles, but it'll all feel really like interesting.
Right.
Be for good stories, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
New Zealand's lovely. It's very similar to energy you felt in Portugal and Spain on a different vibration. This is, again, this is a trip you could go solo. This is a trip you could go with friends. This is a trip where it's more relaxing and fun and just taking a load off.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. I just, I want to go everywhere
I
now.
I know. I think we should start with
place
Japan.
I missed.
Yeah, yeah.
How does like the UK look for me, like London and stuff? Because I've always been really connected there. I'm like obsessed with British comedy and
you have a Mars line going right through London, which is rules, you know, like passions and love. What's interesting though is like even though you love it, sometimes on Mars line, like when you're there, you can feel frustrated or aggravated on Mars lines, especially as a Cancer, because Mars energy is very different than, let me look at your birth chart real quick though, where your Mars is. Your Mars, oh, is in Cancer. Okay, interesting. Do you have any British friends or anyone from London that you know?
I do. I mean, I have a good friend that lives there, you know, with her husband who's British, and like I guess that's mostly it. But I mean, I've been there and made good friends and stuff before. And I definitely have a connection there with like someone I met there specifically.
Yeah, it's more work related than anything else, for sure. It's more of like these, like setting these seeds and growing them for work related stuff. But if, again, more vacation vibes is more like Spain, Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And what about the Pacific Northwest? Because that's somewhere we've thought about like, you know, ending up.
So funny. Wow, that's a Mars line too. You're drawn to your Mars. The two questions you just asked about are your Mars lines.
Oh, interesting.
Goes right through Portland, and then you have another Mars line going right through Seattle. Whoa. See, that's very interesting. Your Mars is also in Cancer, which is at a fall, but it's in your sixth house of work and daily routines. So maybe being on a Mars line might actually increase like your physical health and your work environment. Well, now this puts everything into perspective with your chart. I want to look at all your Mars now. You also have a Mars through Paris, France, London. And then
you
your
loved
last
Paris.
Mars.
I love
Did
Paris.
You love Paris?
Yes, Paris is amazing.
Your last Mars is through the Philippines. So that would be fun to go to too.
Cool.
And awesome. Goes right through Shanghai too. Do you have any work or any like work at all in China?
I've never been there, worked there.
Interesting. Okay. You have a very strong, strong influence in Taiwan. Cool. Something to think about.
Yeah. No, this That's is very exciting. Interesting.
Yay. That was so, that thanks was for giving me the opportunity to look. I know sometimes it's vulnerable because you have no idea what's going to come up, but it was really fun to hear from all three of you and see what aligned.
Yeah.
So cool.
No, very, very cool. I love that. Yeah. Don't worry. We're performers. We love being told about ourselves.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Really look at me and then tell
Slash,
me.
I got to start saving some coins.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, hey, babe, look, we got to go. We got to go to Portugal.
Sorry, honey. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah.
That was so interesting. Thank you so much for putting the time in to do that.
Yes.
Oh, of course. You're so welcome. Yes. I love it. Obviously, this is my favorite thing to do. I could talk about this for three more hours.
Okay. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back with the lady problems. Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm Steffi.
And Steffi's going to join us for Lady Problems. We're so excited to have a psychic joining us.
Yeah.
Holy shit. If you have Lady Problems, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. You can also email us at... Wait. You can also call us at 3236BUT30.
Lady problems. problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hey, ladies. I think you're great. Thanks for everything. I'm just going to jump right into my lady problem. My partner and I have been together for 7 years now, living together for 4. I've known him for like 10 years, and, you know, we've talked about marriage before. We've talked about getting engaged, but about a year ago, we had a discussion because I felt like I was mothering him a lot, and I was like, I'm not sure if I want to get married anymore. And we both had changes to make, like I'm now 9 months sober and in therapy and on meds, and he's on meds, and so he's really made an effort to make changes, but I'm still not sure, and it's been a year, and I know he's saving up his singles from his job, his tips at his job, for a ring. Another thing is we haven't really been intimate in fucking, I don't know, months, and I love him a lot. Like, he's my best friend. I just don't know if I want to be married to him, if I want to be married at all, if we just stay dating, or if we break up, and breaking up sounds scary, and I don't know. So I guess I'm wondering, what the fuck do I do? Do I have this conversation again with him and see where he's at? But anyway, thanks.
Oh,
yeah.
That one really touched my heart.
Me too.
I know.
Like, I could hear it in her voice. Like, what she's going through.
It's a hard place to be in because it's not like there's any outright issue.
No.
You know?
You obviously.
Like, well, I mean, there is obviously a few, but like, it's not like he's a piece of shit or something like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, and it's hard because it's like, I mean, I don't know what medication he's on, but that can like really affect libido for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is like.
Very true.
It is a thing
on both ends.
On both
ends.
Both of them. Yeah. So it's like,
oh, yeah, that's true.
But you've got to be able to talk about that, you know, and like work towards, like, you know, if you're in a romantic relationship, you have to be romantic, you know? So it's like,
I mean, it's tough. I feel like it's hard when medication does that because you don't realize it's the medication sometimes too. Mm. You think it's just how you feel.
Right.
So you're like, oh, I'm just never horny. And it's like, oh, because this antidepressant does that. But
and especially because she said that it was months and she just started the meds a few months ago. So it's not like it doesn't sound like they've had these problems like the entire relationship. So I don't know. That is something to think about.
Yeah. It's just layered because there's so many things on top of another. Yeah. I actually was pulling some tarot cards during this. Yeah. I don't know if you saw me shuffling.
Yes. Yeah, please.
I just pulled a few. So this is interesting. So I pulled this. The first indicator card I pulled is someone that's looking for greener grass. That's someone that's looking for a broader horizon, which kind of explained exactly like the indecision. Now, I pulled this card of balance, which means something is right now off balance and like not feeling like it's exactly in line. But then I look at all of these in a three. So I pulled three cards for everyone listening. The third card I pulled is like, you're not seeing the situation for what it is. So that's what's really interesting to pull all these three together is like that you're looking at the future when you're not really looking at the present problems right now. I mean, like you're feeling confused because you're not really seeing like this problem that you're having now could potentially be a problem for the long term. Like there are significant, like there's love there. I feel the love and I feel the heartbreak, but I also feel like there's red flags that can't be ignored. And this is telling me that like, you're definitely, you have one foot in, one foot out and you're confused. Mm-hmm. It's also interesting as I pulled three more cards about you, how you feel in this situation. And the first one is the moon card, which is like subconscious hurt and wounds. So this has like been hurting you for a while. And then I pulled this card of the chariot, which means a choice has to be made. Oh. And that's exactly what you're asking. And this means that not everything is black and white. Mm-hmm. The last card I pulled is like romanticizing yourself and making yourself a priority again. So that confused the situation more.
No, I think that's exactly what's going on
happening
here. Yeah. I mean, I definitely get the sense of like, I feel like, and so I think everyone does this, but like, your intuition is telling you the truth and you're hearing it and your head is trying to like reason your way out of your intuition.
Yeah.
You're giving all that's these logical, you know what I mean? It's like, he's saving up the money and I love him and da da da. But your gut is like, no, no. And I think you're trying to protect your heart too, because this is no one, like, it's so shitty to like walk into something that you know is going to hurt, and it's going to hurt someone else. And like, it's so shitty to make the conscious choice to like make yourself walk through that life experience. But like, I can hear in your voice that, you know, that's what you need to do.
100%. And that's why that card, that's like the greener pasture, is like, she sees on the other side how it can be. But then there's that other card of like, you're not really seeing the situation for what it is now. Like, you have to really look at it and be like, listen, this isn't working. It hasn't been working for a while. And how do I figure out how to get to the other side where I'm just in my own, you know, my intuition and making the right decision.
Because when you say you mother him too much, I mean, I think that's something that like, everyone. You're not the first listener that said that. You're not the first woman that said that. I mean, that's our society. You know, this is a very common issue. But like, what does that mean when you're mothering someone? What that really means is that you don't truly have an equal partner.
Yeah.
Because an equal partner is not your kid. An equal partner is your spouse. And like, if you feel like you're mothering someone, that means that you are not being cared for in the proper way.
Yeah.
And 1,000%. You know that's not what you want in this life.
Yeah, it's like the question is, are you okay with your legacy being a man's happiness? And no. You know what I mean? It's hard.
Yeah, and I think you have to think of it like, you can't stay with someone just because you're scared of what's going to happen. Yeah. That's a really, you know, it's not a good way to approach it, because it just means you're staying in it kind of out of fear instead of anything else. And so obviously you're probably facing a lot of complications as far as if you break up, the logistics of it, all that shit.
I think that stuff's sick for her. Like, it's...
Yeah, because that shit that ends up, you know, people should end it a lot, but they just don't want to deal with that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think like, and we've said this before, but you just have to know that that shit will figure itself out. It will happen because it has to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, is focusing on you and your wants and needs.
Well, and it also might be like shit that he's feeling too. Like, if he's like working towards a ring,
he's
working towards the future too. Like, he's also not sitting in the present, you know? It's like, it could be a relief for both of you.
Even if it's not a relief.
Sure. Yeah. Even if it's not, it's
I'm not convinced that he knows.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you weren't ultimately doing the kind thing by allowing you both to go on your own paths. And I think that, you know, I think in a lot of ways, breaking someone else's heart is like harder than being broken up with or breaking your own heart, because it's like there's so much guilt around that. And it's breakups are so sticky a lot of times. Like, if someone's truly a monster to you, like you said, it is so much easier, I think, just kind of fuck you and then just make that cut. But breakups are so like... Yeah. intertwine and stick and take so long to like truly extricate yourself from someone. And then like, I saw this thing on TikTok the other day that was like, something, so one reason breakups are so hard is because when you're going through it, like, you're both being really open and honest with each other in that breakup, and so then that gets confusing, because you're like, I love this person,
and you do like finally saying the thing.
And I think there is genuine love there. I can hear that in your voicemail too. Yeah. But just keep telling yourself that doing this very, very difficult thing is really the most loving thing that you can do for both of you.
Yeah. Yes. I keep hearing the self-love thing is very important, because she's so focused on her partner, and obviously she's worried about him and things like that.
Yeah.
But I know once this separation happens, and I keep hearing this date, October 28th. And I know there are eclipses happening in that time, but I feel like you're going to get the clarity you need very soon. But there's something significant about that date. I'm not sure if it's a move out date. I'm not sure exactly what it is. And I keep hearing and sensing there's energy around your throat and chest. So I don't know if you've had like energy where you've been holding yourself back. That makes sense, like with what you're saying. But it feels like there's, and I'm not a medical doctor, so you obviously like get this looked up, but there's energy too that like sitting here in your throat where you might have had physical problems because of what you've been holding back in your throat chakra. And the anxiety sitting in your chest, I could hear it. So I feel like in 3 months, you're going to get more clarity. But if you really choose to walk away, I see your health being significantly like increased. And I also feel like continue to focus on your priorities and needs for now. And that self-love aspect will make the decision a lot easier with more clarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's...
I'm so sorry that, like, this is... It's so easy to have someone else tell you. Like, I'm sure...
Yeah, I know. Of course. It's way harder when you're in it.
Yeah, so much harder.
And when you love each other, you know, like you said, you're each other's best friends, and that's, like, how do you just be like, yeah, you know what? I'd like to just... be in extreme pain for a while and lose my closest companion.
Yeah. I remember I had a tarot reading. The first time I ever got a tarot reading, I was in a long-term relationship and I had gone to this tarot reading for like career shit. And the woman was like, who's this guy you're living with? And I was like, anyway, are they going to like my script or whatever? And she was like, you love him and he loves you, but you guys aren't right for each other and you need to break up. And it was like the first time someone had told me that. Yeah. And I just got in my car and started sobbing because it was like,
oh my God.
And she was right. I mean, she was totally, and it was like, but it's a fucking horrible thing to realize and have to do. So like, I'm really sorry. Like,
yeah,
but it is like the upshot is like, it's like so much awesome stuff is on the other side of it. That's the important thing to remember. Yeah. Like,
and I can see it too. I can see like the self-love increasing and it's going to be really hard and you have so much support around you. You know, we all feel for you, but yeah, I think it's a decision that is going to be hard, but will be so fulfilling in the long term.
Yeah. And it's best for both of you guys to just be living your truths as much as possible too, you know, and it's.
Let him find a new mommy.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's that kid's book? Are You My Mommy?
Yeah.
His truth is.
Isn't there a kid's book?
Finding a new mommy. There is now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Steffi, thank you so, so much for being here and for giving us so much cool insight into where we should go.
Seriously.
Awesome. Oh, it's been a pleasure. It's so fun to meet all of you. You all have such fun, sparkly personalities. So this is a freaking blast.
So fun.
And tell everyone where they can listen to your podcast, Psychic Scoop with Spirit Sis, and find you online and all that fun stuff.
You nailed it. Psychic Scoop Podcast. They can find me on Instagram, Spirit_Sis, or TikTok, Spirit Sis.
I love that. And can people get readings from you as well, too? Or like, what's the best way to...
Yeah. So I'm booked out for a little while, but I have one-on-one astrocartography readings. I also have an astrocartography course. Psychic mediumship, I'm booked out for 2.5 years. Oh, however...
Wow. Damn. Whoa. Damn. Listener, you just got like a very...
just the tip. But honestly, I still do community readings on TikTok. So I'll go on. I try to go on once a month and do a live where I do group mediumship readings. So they're spirit led. So and that's been really fun for me to connect. And I usually read like 4 to 5 people and connect with their loved ones on the other side during those sessions. So
that's awesome. Yeah,
there's other ways we can connect for sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much. This has been an absolute blast. We have so much travel to book. And food to eat and movies to watch. And you guys are the best as always. And we'll see you you'll hear us next week.
Yeah. Talk at you next week.
You'll hear us next time.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hi, ladies. My name is Jason. And I've just lately been really diving deep into Lady to Lady. And I just listen all the time. And I just love you so much. But today I just had like a high realization of why I love you so much. And I just always was kind of that like outsider gay kid my whole life. And I've always just gravitated to women friends who like were just funny and weird and would like the kind of girls would like invite me in to sit with at lunch when you don't know anyone. And the conversation is just so wild and funny and you're just cackling and talking shit. And so this is just a thank you to you ladies and basically all my lady friends all throughout my life. And I'm going to list them now. Jesse, Caitlin, Ariel, Andrea, Mackenzie, Emma, Katie, Alicia, Jackie, Bree, Ellen, Jean, Sam, Janet, Brittany, Alex, Julie, and Matt. Got to throw in one guy because just got to. Anyway, love you. Bye.
Hi, ladies. I have been thinking about a lady problem that was submitted a couple of weeks ago, and I just need to call in to talk about it. This was from the episode Sniff Test with Roz. This person had a wedding copycat, and in all of the advice and all of the follow-up comments about this, no one provided the petty advice. Get your save the dates out now. make sure you detail your theme and plans in great detail and get them out first so that even though your wedding is a week after, you got all of your stuff out first and everybody will know that they are copying you. Obviously, you should talk to them about it, but if that doesn't seem like an avenue you want to go down, get your save to dates out fast, right now. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Lady to Lady is produced by Katie Levine. Get tons of bonus content, discounted tickets for live shows, and lots more at patreon.com/ladytolady.
Follow us on Instagram at @lady2ladycomedy and give your input on lady problems and get info about upcoming live shows.
And hey, don't forget to follow our individual accounts on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker. Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.